Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. McManus scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Jolly moves to third. Judge moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Jolly scores. Judge moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Hale, who tags Warsler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Judge scores. Walters moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Averill reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook is hit by the pitch. Johnson moves to second. Tom Oliver pinch runs for Dusty Cook. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to third for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver scores. McManus moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer strikes out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a line drive towards first. Boss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walters moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-1 in the game. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Hale moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0-for-1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walters. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Hale applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sissel is attempting to get to third. There's the throw and Sissel is out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Lloyd Brown now pitching. Johnny Oliver pinch hits for Milt Galatzer. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards right. Johnson fields it and throws to second to catch Com for the out. Hale moves to third. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Oliver now playing left field. Dick Porter now playing right field. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 2 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Sissel moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Hale reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Sissel scores. Averill moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Johnny Welch now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com is walked intentionally. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Hale scores. Com moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com scores. Boss moves to second. It's 9-6, Indians. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 3 in the game. Hildebrand hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. Hildebrand reaches third base with a triple. Boss scores. Spencer goes all the way around to score. It's 11-6, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hildebrand scores. It's 12-6, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 14-6, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber pinch hits for Marty McManus. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Werber now playing second base. Johnny Gooch now catching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing third base. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hildebrand hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.